The strongest winds ever recorded were recorded right here at the Mount Washington Weather Station in New Hampshire. On April 12, 1934, the station measured a still record wind gust of more than 371 kilometers per hour. The Mount Washington Weather Station was the first making regular meteorological observations in the world. It continues to collect climate data and broadcast weather information daily.
Temperatures tonight will fall to about 4 degrees.
This is an unusually clear day on Mount Washington. 3 out of every 4 days a year, it is hidden in clouds or covered with fog, with hurricane-force winds sometimes blowing. Scientists and visitors pass through 3 distinct ecosystems on the ride to the summit, 1,923 meters above sea level. A team of scientists is stationed here. 23-year-old Stacy Kowecki is one of the scientists.
That's called rime ice?
There is a lot of it here, ice that forms on objects when fog freezes. The observers work 1 week on the summit, then 1 week off. Every hour, their readings go to the U.S. National Weather Service. It uses the data to make nationwide forecasts.
Wind chills will range from 25 to 40 degrees below zero. That is your two-day Higher Summits weather outlook.
When not taking readings or keeping instruments working, the Mount Washington scientists conduct research experiments at the station. Visitors are welcome to help out here and for a fee can spend a week living at the station. On this visit, after a typically frigid night, the weather broke, and the occupants awoke to a less typical, clear, and beautiful sunrise. Paul Sisko, VOA News.